2. Statement of Mr. Jonathan Ritz, July 10th, 9:30 p.m., interviewed by Detective Ralph Anderson. Detective Anderson, I know you're upset, Mr. Ritz. It's understandable, but I need to know exactly what you saw earlier this evening. Ritz, I'll never get it out of my mind. Never. I think I could use a pill, maybe a Valium. I've never taken any of that stuff, but I sure could use something now. My heart still feels like it's in my throat. Your forensic people should know that if they find puke at the scene, and I guess they will, it's mine. I'm not ashamed, either. Anyone would have lost their supper if they saw something like that. Detective Anderson, I'm sure a doctor will prescribe something to calm you down when we're done. I think I can arrange for that, but right now I need you clear-headed. You understand that, don't you? Ritz. Yes, of course. Detective Anderson. Just tell me everything you saw and we'll be finished for this evening. Can you do that for me, sir? Ritz. All right. I went out to walk Dave right around 6 o'clock this evening. Dave is our beagle. He has his evening meal at 5. My wife and I eat at 5:30. By 6, Dave is ready to take care of his business. Number 1 and number 2, I mean. I walk him while Sandy, my wife, does up the dishes. It's a fair division of labor. A fair division of labor is very important in a marriage, especially after the children have grown up. That's the way we look at it. I'm rambling, aren't I? Detective Anderson. That's okay, Mr. Ritz. Tell it your way. Ritz. Oh, please call me John. I can't stand Mr. Ritz. Makes me feel like a cracker. That's what the kids called me when I was in school. Ritz Cracker. Detective Anderson. Uh-huh. So you were walking your dog. Ritz. That's right. And when he got a strong scent, the scent of death, I suppose, I had to hold him back on his leash with both hands, even though Dave's just a little dog. He wanted to get at what he was smelling. The...
Detective Anderson. Wait. Let's go back. You left your house at 249 Mulberry Avenue at 6 o'clock. Ritz.
It might have been a little before. Dave and I walked...